Welcome back to Level Yourself. I'm your host, Jance, alongside my beautiful ladies.
Hi, guys. It's Liz.
Hey, guys. It's Camille.
This past week, we posted a question on our IG and Facebook page. How do you balance parenting while in a relationship? We want to thank everyone who took the time to comment and all the likes. It's always very interesting and helpful to learn from others and how to go about situations. This is a platform of support. So, you know, in case there's someone out there looking for some type of advice, some support, some, you know, assistance, hopefully this podcast, our questions, and what we post and what other of our followers post can help you. So today, our co-host Camille has volunteered to speak on the podcast with Raj to discuss their co-parenting practices with their daughter.
Well, welcome, Raj, to our Level Yourself podcast.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Everybody.
Hi. So, Raj, for our listeners who don't know you, tell us, is your daughter with Camille your first experience with co-parenting?
Yes, it is. It's our first child, my first child. She's 11 right now, and I think it's been going well for a long time.
Cool. So how do you guys do it? How do you balance that co-parenting with being able to date or be in a relationship or even think about that while you're co-parenting? Like, how do you guys work that out?
Well, I think we're busy right now. I think that what makes it easy, or the first thing that makes it easy, is the agreement that we have in place. So basically our scheduling, like where everything is already fair, it seems like to me. I don't know. You still feel like that?
Yes, it's fair.
All right. So we're set up to basically be fair so that everything is even. I think it removes a lot of frustration maybe when you would want to do something with somebody. Sometimes you have a significant other that you had a child with that you're not with anymore. Sometimes they can try to make that difficult just because they know you want to see somebody. But if you already have something in place, then that just alleviates that whole situation.
True.
So first, I believe that scheduling helps.
All right. So number one for you would be the scheduling aspect. That's how, for you guys, that's how you're able to balance things out, right?
Yeah. Keep an even level playing field.
Well, the schedule, we did do it by the courts. That was many, many moons ago when Serenity was very small. And it was very difficult at first. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, things are cool and easy. It was very difficult because we did break up or whatever you want to call it. And it was difficult. But as years pass and Serenity's big now, so it's a little bit easier to with the schedule because she's used to it. She doesn't remember us ever being together. It was always, this was the schedule. So she knows, like, okay, this week I'm going to dad's house. This week I'm at mom's house. So she already, the kids adapt to their environment. That's a big thing. So she's, because the schedule is so consistent, it makes her feel stable with the consistency. Right.
And that's the most important thing, I think, would be the children. Because sometimes, I don't know, like I said, they're getting big too quick and they're starting to watch, like, too much. it's making it hard now. It's like.
All right. So you said children. So you have, for our listeners, you have additional children, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't add that part. So, yeah, now Raj has an extra 2 children.
Okay. Right. Great. So, 2 more blessings. So that puts things into even more perspective for people. So, with scheduling, it's just not scheduling and co-parenting with Camille, but you have to schedule and co-parent with someone else as well. So, that... how do you balance that? Like, that's a lot going on for you. How are you able to balance balance everything besides scheduling and
with help,
obviously, right?
with a lot of help.
Okay.
Definitely.
So family support, you would say, would be like your number two.
Yeah, family support. If you don't have that, it makes it almost impossible. Like, you have to be able to leave your children with someone so you can go do what you need to do that you trust. That's the most difficult part, is really having the kids.
Okay. So let me ask you a question in regards to, like, your children. Do they ask any questions in regards to, you know, the parenting and, you know, the having to go back and forth? Is there an impact with that? Or how do you handle, you know, any questions from, like, the children? Because the children can be very curious, and they're, you know, they can be, you know, Camille, your daughter with Raj, she was very little. But then, you know, the other ones, were they a little older?
It's a little, it's different for them because they're also used to the scheduling. Because
that's good.
Even though I've been with the other one, I've also not been with the other one. So pretty much always kept that schedule where the boys come. But they're used to being here more often than I guess Serenity is now. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of times, and I guess we're saying more recent years, the past year or so, that it has become difficult where the boys, like, it's time for the boys to go back home and they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out what that's really about.
But. And then what happens on my end with co-parenting is Serenity sometimes feels left out. Like, she'll say, oh, you know, the boys are there, I'm not there. But I'm like, it's your time to spend with me. Like, right. With their mom and dad, and it's time for you to spend with me. So it's not difficult. I just explain it to her, and she understands, but...
I think it is difficult for them, though.
Because they're little. Like, as parents, we just try the best we can, you know? Like, I try my best to be positive and loving to her and explain as much as she needs to know to understand. But... She's getting so big, she understands as far as relationships and dating, and that's a big thing. Like, she's so overprotective of me that any guy that says good morning to me, she's like, Mom, he likes you. But that was to the point that I've been single in front of her face for so long that she's like, Mom, he likes you. Why? You have to be nice. You're not being nice. You have to smile. He likes you. Like, it's like she's cheerleading me to date. And, you know, that kind of makes me feel bad. Like, wow, you know, she's used to seeing Raj maybe dating more than me. So it bothers her, you know?
So how would you add that into the mix with the, you know, with dating and the co-parenting thing and trying to make her feel comfortable with it?
Well, I haven't had any dates around her, so she doesn't understand. She wants to feel that for some reason, but that's more of a Raj question.
I've been trying to keep it away from her too, because it doesn't work out well for me.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. I mean, like Jess was saying, this is a platform for people, you know. It's basically, you know, sometimes you think that you go through stuff on your own, and it's cool to be able to listen to our peers and listen to others, you know, say how they're feeling, because sometimes you hold it in or you're going through your own stuff, but other people going through similar stuff. So thank you for sharing, because that's important. I'm sure people are feeling the same exact way, and it's like, okay, good. Now somebody else completely understands how I'm feeling. So that's cool.
But also with dating and, like, having a relationship, is important who you bring around your child also, because they pick up on energy and they pick up on people's vibes. They are overprotective of us also, but they know, like, they know, and they'll let you know, like, this person isn't good, you know?
Yeah.
And I know some people also that, you know, want to date more being single, you know, like they're parents, but they want to date more. So it's like a big thing for me, but this is my personal opinion. I feel like you shouldn't, as a parent, you need time for yourself. Like, you need time for yourself. You need to have self-care. Like, don't rush into, okay, you're now parenting on your own, but you have support from other people, but don't rush to be in a relationship,
right?
To cling to someone else. And then it's just, that's my opinion, but my thing is, it's important for self-care. Like, reflect.
I agree with that.
The reason why, a big reason why I'm single right now is because I had to detach from these old relationships that I had. Detach and literally heal. And even sometimes I feel like I'm healing and that wound opens up again. And it's difficult. So it's important for time for yourself, you know?
So you would say, like, even though sometimes you have the need to date, you always go back to thinking about the child. Like, yeah, you want to date, you know, you probably like someone, or you want to get back out there in the dating scene, but now you put your child first.
I want to be the best version of myself. Like, show that to my child. That's a big thing for me. I don't want her to see me sad because of a date, because of a boo, because of a boyfriend. You know what I mean? I want her to see me happy with a husband. It's, you know, it's very important. That's
Camille, important. You haven't dated, which that's cool. But Raj, how do you go about splitting your time with when you do date? How do you go about, you know, separating that?
I usually just do it when I'm available, which isn't much anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm right now, so it's really tough. Like, I don't have time to date much and go out and do things with people or really investigate people. I really don't have the time. And a lot of that has to do with, like, what Camille is saying, like, working on yourself. Like, it's very important. You had a relationship, became a parent, and now you're single. You're single for a reason.
Right.
It wasn't just the person you was dealing with. Like, some things that need to be worked on all the time.
Have you ever ran, either one of you, like, have you ever ran into a situation where you do introduce someone that you've been dating for a while and your children, like, asks you, like, who is that or something? Like, have you ever been in that situation or no?
Everybody's my friend.
Right.
I got male friends, daddy got girlfriends. Everybody's my friend. It's my friend. Everything that I might do with a female that's a friend ain't gonna be in front of their face anyway. So.
But that's another thing. Titles, you know, as parents, we give titles to people. And, you know, like, for me, even, like, I feel like her cousins, you know, like, sometimes we let our children call our big cousins, you know, aunts, titis, you know, like, titles. Like, if it's your friend, it's your friend. Basically, we lie a little bit, mm-hmm. but the kids catch on. I mean,
eventually,
serenity catches on, you know? So, for me, she's not around anyone I've dated because she'll catch on quick. She's very...
observant.
I think about when I was young. I know it's like, and some of my friends, like, you know, that uncle that ain't really your uncle. Like, well why are you grandma? You not really my grandma. Like, huh?
When you guys first got into this co-parenting, did you have a conversation about, like, rules in regards to, like, okay, like, when you have this relationship and when you're dating, you should do A, B, and C, or you need to speak to me about A, B, and C, or was it something that just flowed naturally and you were, you know, you both were able to, like, was it an agreement on that, or was it just natural?
Honestly, in the beginning, I could be honest with myself. A long time ago, it was jealousy. I was jealous, you know? He went with someone else, and I was jealous. So I did give him a hard time. Oh, I don't want her there when my daughter's there. But now it's like, whatever. You know, I have to trust him in being a father and a parent. And that had to me take away my ego, my jealousy, and heal from that relationship to be like, you know, not stress it. I trust him as a parent. He's the father, and I trust that he will make sure that he doesn't have people around my daughter that's doing crazy stuff.
Right.
You know, that's...
Still don't even have people around your kids that much. Like, if I could go do some things over, I would, you know, out of limited some of that time a little more.
Okay. But it's all experience, right? It's all...
Yeah.
It's all learning experience.
Yes.
So four tips that I kind of did some research on how to balance, how do you balance parenting and being in a relationship or dating? And you guys could tell me what your thoughts are, but I kind of agree with this. Number one is keep your child's needs and concerns as a priority. Like, make sure you prioritize what your child's needs and concerns are first before any dating or relationships or anything. Mm-hmm. Number two, make time for yourself. This goes hand in hand with what you guys said, you know, the self-care, making sure you get yourself right before mm-hmm. you get into a relationship, especially when you have kids involved with it. Number three, communicate openly and effectively with your mate or person you're dating. So, like, let them know, listen, I got kids, like, they're my number one priority, and making sure that you tell them about...
They need to respect the boundaries of parenting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they have to respect you for respecting, you know, your child and making sure that your child is number one in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number four, designate quality time for the person you're involved with. So that means, like, okay, you know, let's say you want to start a relationship, and you need to make sure that at the same time you have that fine balancing act. Like, all right, you're not going to diss them all the time for the kids. You want to make sure you have time for the kids, but also designating time for that relationship. As well, because some people get in a relationship and they're like, well, you know, like, everything is about the kids, but then you're not soothing the time that you need for yourself and for that relationship as well. So
too many relationships, I see people all about the relationship and not about their child.
Right. That's the thing, is that it's that balance
nowadays.
You know, yeah, that balancing is important.
Okay.
Well, guys, I think that all of your feedback is definitely a help for people who are trying to get themselves together. And I think it's good for other people to hear your story. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah.
it's important to have this platform for people. And like I said, sometimes you think you're going through it by yourself, but you're not.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Giving us your time. Raj, do you have any words before we go?
Not much, just be fair in all your dealings. Treat people awesome. How you want to be treated. It'll come back, I promise you.
Karma.
Any words for our audience before we go?
Say that again.
Camille.
Oh, oops, it's my turn, right? Oh, God. I feel like I talk so much. I just feel like you need to be mindful of how you feel, of how you feel, and that first feeling in your gut, that's your intuition, so follow it, you know? Take time to listen to yourself first.
Awesome, thank you. So thank you so much for sharing your experience and some tips. What you have is super awesome. Keep being awesome parents. We really do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yay, go team Roger Camille.
So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you everyone for listening to Love for Yourself. We hope that this episode helps everyone, and you know, our feedback and our tips, you know, reach someone out there. And please post any comments, any additional feedback. We really do appreciate your feedback, and always remember to click on that like button and subscribe to our YouTube page.
Bye, guys.
You guys.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye. Thanks for having me.
Liz, you beat.
Yes.
What happened to you?
Oh.
Bye, guys.